From your home for streaking brewers and other NSFW craftsmen, semi-live from a studio, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
How we doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, yeah. Could I see a little wordplay there? You know you weren't? No?
I wasn't listening.
That's perfect. Oh, man.
I'm pushing buttons. I'm
focusing
away. I worked
so hard to write something with some...
Did you?
A little, yeah.
Usually you
streaking,
don't write it. You just kind of go with it.
Streaking brewers, NSF, not safe for work, craftsmen. No, nothing. No, I don't
craftsmen.
Know. Craftsmen. Brewers, people who make things.
They brew beer. I got your brewers.
I should have, yeah, we should have huddled before.
We did for
darn it.
20 minutes.
I didn't talk about that. Hey, how's your week?
Good, how is yours?
Yeah.
Hey, it's hot out.
It's still unseasonably hot. Actually, no, it's seasonably hot. It's 91 degrees. It's air conditioning season. It's mow your lawn in shifts season.
It's not mowing my lawn because I should have done it on Sunday. I didn't feel like it. And you know what? You're not actually supposed to mow your lawn when it's supposed to, what's going to be really hot. Because if you leave it long, it's healthier.
Oh, I wish I never had to mow my lawn. I love not being able to find things in the grass. I'm a huge fan, but once my neighbors do it, and it becomes a
I don't
thing.
Have any neighbors.
Envy. That's the color of me right now.
So I'm not, anyway.
But so yeah, it's a good season for that.
Yeah.
It was also the season for, and I guess we'll start right there because
might
I don't have a ton of real sports going on.
Yep.
This is my seasonal reminder, youth sports.
Oh, hey.
It's my son just finished his baseball season. Had a ton of fun. Had a great season. Like, you know, it was good to see.
It's already done?
Yes. Yeah. Wow. They start and finish pretty quickly. It goes, I think, well, 3 months, whatever, a couple months worth, you know, twice a week.
I guess it's almost the end of July already.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. It flies by.
Yeah, it does.
But it's my reminder all the time just how difficult being a youth sports coach is.
No.
These are high school kids that work really, really hard. They get up really early. They're painting lines. They're cutting the grass. They're doing all these things. They're also teaching your kids sports. They're teaching your kids leadership. And they're also, if you got little kids, like I got a 4-year-old who's in T-ball and soccer, they have so much patience.
Yeah.
They work. They're not, I don't know what they're making, but please give them a raise. They work really hard.
A lot of times they're volunteers.
And, you know, maybe they are too. And that's an even more good on them because it's just that reminder that
it's a resume builder.
If you are that high school kid who happens to be listening, thank you very much for doing all that. If you're the parent of one of these high school kids, thanks for dropping them off. Thanks for getting them ready and helping them be responsible. And if you're one of the parents like I am, tell them thank you.
Yeah.
Like they really, if you got a way to show them appreciation at the end of their season, during their season, even if it's just don't yell at them about balls and strikes. Like, you know, something be cool. Those kids work really hard. So it's a big shout out to youth sports and especially the Viroqua area that I've become a part of because my kids are in every sport every single season. Just my seasonal reminder.
So when are you? You've been attending, you know, some of the games and everything. Right?
I have. Yep.
So does any of the other parents know that you do this show?
I have run into Terry.
Yeah.
Terry's son is also in baseball. Same age as my son. I've run into a couple. The answer is yes.
Okay.
Because sometimes there'll be people. Your voice sounds familiar. I do the sports thing, or I'll happen to be talking about DRT. Sure. Yeah, yeah, no, it's always nice once in a while that somebody will want to talk sports.
You're locally famous.
Finally.
Locally famous.
Not notorious anymore, no. Just famous.
Well,
that's awesome.
Easy.
I'm happy to hear it. So, yeah, no, that's just, like I said, it's just that reminder that those guys and girls are doing that out in the hot of summer so that you as a parent, as a guardian, as a babysitter, as a watcher of your kids aren't doing it. They are. So, again, thanks to those guys, and we'll see you next season on that one.
Hey.
Fantastic. Yeah, man.
Good job.
Thanks. In sports. In sports, professional major league sports.
Baseball?
The Brewers are amazing. Yeah, finally. I get to say it after so many.
How many games are left of the season?
We are at, I think we're at 90 games, give or take. I think the Brewers are.
There's 20 some games, I think I heard somebody say.
It's 162 games in the season, and they're at 61-41. So they're at 102 games, 60 left.
60 left.
60 left. They're sitting at 61-41.
That's a lot of season left.
I mean, it's a third.
That's a lot of season.
In Major League Baseball.
A third?
Yes.
How many times in the past since the season started were you up and then you were like, ugh.
Yeah.
And now you're back up again.
There is that. I mean,
I don't think there's, I mean, because there's so many games.
Yeah.
The roller coaster for Major League Baseball is like unique that way.
It is.
You can't go on a spell and go, oh, they're horrible. And all of a sudden, oh, they're doing really good. See, like football, they're really, you're good or you're bad. You might have one flaw.
And it lets you, as a football fan, you have an entire week to reset.
Yeah.
You get the day after the game to talk about the injuries and the result. 2 days after, you're looking at injury reports. You're looking at preview of the next team.
You get a week to prepare.
You get a couple of days to talk about, oh, the off season. Oh, this guy's struggling. What are we going to do about replacing so-and-so?
Right. But I will say this, though.
Yeah.
Along those,
mm-hmm.
They're the hottest, the most popular, I think.
Oh, they do it right. Yeah, if baseball could somehow knock it down to...
Yeah, stop diluting the product.
100 games. But
NBA, too.
It's the NBA I do agree with, because there's load management, and NBA players are just designed different than Major League Baseball players. The skill set, the strength, the endurance that you need.
I mean, you have guys that are 6 foot eight, 7 foot.
Baseball's a lot less physical of a sport, right? Like, it's... Oh, of course it is. You're standing around for hours at a time. Yeah. You might be in left field, and you might stand there
3 hours
for 3 hours. If you're the DH, you go back to the bench after taking a swing, and you might sit there for an hour and do nothing. You're not sprinting. It's not football. Even if you're not catching the football, you're still getting hammered on.
Yeah.
Even except for maybe the quarterback sometimes. Everybody else, all 21 other guys on the field.
Math.
All right, that's hard. Are getting hit. There's a physical
right.
And in basketball, even if you're not slam dunking or getting slam dunked on, you're still having to cut.
It's
and
a
shift.
Rarity, like in one inning, for a team to go through their whole rotation.
Correct.
You know, so yeah, I can imagine, because then the other team takes. I mean, yeah.
They talk about in baseball, the hardest thing is the travel.
I bet.
It's the routine and the travel, where you'll have a night game followed by an afternoon game.
But
followed by a morning game, followed by a flight.
Like, let's take athletics.
Sure.
Because they're not good.
Right.
But go from that, they have to play across the country.
Correct. You will play in a minor league, your own minor league stadium in Sacramento.
Yep.
And then you'll have to go down the coast, say, to Los Angeles.
Yep.
Then you got to go over to
Houston.
Correct. Yep. And then you're traveling. Then you got to go back for a home series against Seattle.
I mean, they're flying.
Correct. It's not by train anymore.
It's not like AAA or anything like that.
Well, back in the day, in baseball, teams used to travel together, so you do a lot of, and basketball was the same way, home and home series, where you'd play three against me, and then we'd all get on the train together. We'd all travel to your place. We'd all play three games, and then I'd take a train to this direction. And so there was a little bit of that. Now it's back and forth. You get 32 teams.
I'd love to have their miles.
You're right. Somebody's cashing in the airplane miles. That's actually why all of them fly. They have private jets, and they fly really well. It's really comfortable, but it's still tiring. If anybody's taking a flight across the country, the thought of having to like perform your best at anything is hard to do, let alone hit a curveball.
Yeah, right.
I can't hit a curveball after 8 hours of sleep, let alone.
I can hit a curveball.
So that's so where were we? We're talking about the Brewers, right? We're circling back. They're 61 and 41. They currently, after their latest streak against the Dodgers.
And they are?
They're the best team in baseball. They have they
baseball or in the National League?
National League? I don't know.
Give me a look.
I can tell you that they are first place in their division, finally having reeled in the Cubs. Little by little by little, they've reeled in the Cubs.
I mean, as of right now.
Is it still the...
They've got the most wins in all of baseball.
More than the Tigers? I was going to say, Tigers were the best team win-wise.
Tigers are 60-43.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
61. So
technically, the Brewers right now are the best in baseball.
And that is the first time...
Use those words in the same sentence with Brewers?
I mean, baseball has 100-some years of history, right? So when you say the first time in a franchise's history... I mean, the history of Milwaukee Brewers baseball goes back to, I want to say, like mid-70s.
Sure.
Before that, they were the Seattle Pilots.
Okay.
Before that, the Milwaukee Braves were here.
Yep,
but then, of course, they dipped to Atlanta.
Yep.
So I think we're talking like 1972. So even there, you're talking 50 years. This is the best they've been, the latest in the season, in franchise history. It's amazing to see. It's really remarkable to watch. I was asked the other day, being a longtime Brewers fan, what does this mean? How does this rank? How does this feel?
Right. I'm going to interject and just say, once again, there is 60 games left.
There is 60 games.
You get it? I mean, if it was me and my Twins, because they've won two World Series.
They have. 87-91, correct?
Yes, correct. Yeah. I saw 91.
I could talk about those. For some reason, I'm 40 and change. So that 91 team is one of my favorite memories, staying up late, watching them against Atlanta.
Homer Hankers.
The homers in the Metrodome with the white against the bags.
House.
Yeah, and Kirby Puckett hitting the...
But
winner,
back to the 60 games left. So
sure,
you know, you got to reel in the excitement. You are granted to have that excitement,
mm-hmm.
but in the big realistic terms, you can only go, okay, I got to wait.
Yes,
because until playoffs to see.
Correct. It's
because then you can go, okay, now we're in it. Now we're playing. Now let's do it.
And that's what,
because it goes up and down. So
when
much.
I was asked, I said very similar. I said, haven't been a Brewers fan as long as I have. I watched them be the worst team in baseball for so long.
Right.
And then along came Prince Fielder, J.J. Hardy, Ricky Weeks, and they got good for just a C.C. Sabathia, Zach Greinke. They made trades. They were legit.
Right.
And since then, they've been one of the best, by the numbers, one of the best five franchises in baseball.
Because their pitchers all came back.
In the last 15, just keep being consistently pretty good. So seeing them be good at this point in the year is nothing surprising. It's nothing new. It makes me sort of, I don't want to get too high on this.
Right.
I'm with you because they've never won a World Series.
No.
They haven't been to the second series in the playoffs. They haven't won a playoff. There's so many things, history, that root against, that tell me not to get so excited.
Like being a Vikings fan.
It's real similar. And I would still make fun of people who consistently will be like, this is our year. But again, that's why I as a Brewers fan, have never said, this is our year. I will never, when they win 100 games this year, I will be stunned. I will be saying things like, this is the best Brewers team that's ever been. And by the numbers, they are. But do I expect them to win a playoff series? Yes. am I excited? No, because I'm going to be so nervous. That, however, they've been winning games this year, and I'm breaking down some of the metrics for how they've won.
Okay.
In a lot of sports, it becomes singular. There's one guy who just can lead you to a championship. You can be Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Shohei Ohtani, kinda, right? But even then, he's not hitting and pitching till recently. He was just a hitter. So in baseball, it's never, ever, ever, ever one guy.
Right.
Aaron Judge for the Yankees is putting up a season that, if you look into it, is the most amazing season that I have seen in modern non-steroids era baseball.
There it is.
Right.
There's the asterisk.
That's the asterisk for baseball and will be for a lot of fans forever is, yes, these guys are all on a level playing field. I won't say they're clean because I don't know, but they're on a level playing field.
I hope so.
The Brewers, the reason that I do get optimistic, however, is the reason the Brewers are winning is because nearly to a man on their roster, everybody's doing just a little bit above average. So that, which means a couple things. One, you don't have that one guy that, like when Christian Yelich was an MVP a few years ago. It was a few years ago. It was four. It was a long time ago. It doesn't seem like it, but that was a big trade, and they got themselves one guy that they could hang their hat on, and he led them to the postseason. Shohei Ohtani's doing it. Aaron Judge is doing it. There's players for all these teams that are just Tarik Skubal for the Tigers. Their starting pitcher. He's dominant. The Brewers do not have that one guy. Their best player in baseball they use something called WAR. What's it good for? WAR, wins above replacement. It describes the situation where the average Major League Baseball player has a wins above replacement of zero. So what you're looking for is as many players to be above replacement win-wise, which means they're running the right way, making the right plays on defense, not striking out a lot, like doing the correct things in sequence in a baseball game. It's super boring. Really boring to talk about, But when you watch it, see you away, buddy.
What?
Baseball has shifted into it's real analytical. It's pretty easy to break down baseball because there's so many stops and starts.
Sure.
After every pitch is a new thing. Every hit, every time it goes into the outfield. So they've put these metrics together. The Brewers don't have anybody wins above replacement above 2.5.
Okay.
However, what they do have is 9 guys who all have, and this is pitchers, relief pitchers, starting pitchers, catchers, everybody, somewhere between 1.5 and 1.8 wins above replacement. Which means, I know, right? Super boring. Ladies and gentlemen,
that's a baseball fan.
That's a huge baseball fan. But what that tells you in less boring terms is everybody on that team is pretty good. Nobody on that team is pretty bad, which means everybody at the same time would have to get bad for them to start losing some of these games.
Sure.
So that's what tells they're consistently finding the right way. And if you watch or listen to a game, you'll see it in real time. Guys like Joey Ortiz. Joey Ortiz is barely struggling to hit over 200 this year. He's getting his average right around 215. I think it's 217 because he's done well in the last week or so. But he gets from first base to third base really well. He knows how to get the extra base, stealing, paying attention in the field. Also, as a fielder, he's one of the best defensive shortstops in the game. So he's saving runs consistently. They're keeping people off the base
paths. They're just doing everything correctly.
Yeah.
Just not messing it up.
Correct.
Which, in any sport, that's all you got to do.
It's that model of consistency. It's kind of like, I know it's not like it's hard to compare it to a lot of other sports.
Tom Brady, he didn't do it great.
He's just very even
keel. You know what you're getting out of him.
The Patriot way.
He's making the right decisions.
The Patriots, there's a reason the Patriots for 10 years in a row made the playoffs and won 11 and 12 games. Christian Ponder. What are we doing? Are we just yelling things that bother the other person in sports? Okay, Gary Anderson, let's talk about that. Yeah, now we have to shut the radio off and start over.
No, we're fine. So much
swearing.
We're good.
You got me all flustered up talking about Jordan Love being terrible. So, the Brewers, back to why are they going to... It's because in a 162 game season, like you said, long season. You're playing a lot. Every game feels real similar and could go similar.
Sure.
That ability to keep one or two extra guys off the base paths, the ability for a relief pitcher to come in and not allow that other run, the starting pitcher to not give up too many walks, their infielders and outfielders all playing plus defense. You know, like there are no weak spots on the team. There's a lot of people who steal bases, a lot of people whose batting average is just over 250.
I mean, so I'm looking at some of the past games, like the Dodgers, they just had that series. They won 2-0. They won 8-7. They won 6-5.
Yes, close ones. Yep.
Right.
And that's really a perfect description.
Unless the teams are really bad, where like the Mariners today, they beat them 10-2.
Yep.
But then they lost 0-1 yesterday.
And that's again close. You're keeping it close. You're doing your job on defense. When you're winning 8-7 consistently, it's kind of like in the NFL when we talk about the turnover margin being such a descriptor of why you're going to win games. And also how the turnover margin can be so different from one year to the next, right? Like, the ball happened to bounce my way
over
this year, but it didn't. Like the Viking, remember 2 years ago, was it? They got so many turnovers on defense. It seemed like every bounce was going their way. And then the next year, it seemed like a lot of those real close games.
No, that was because it's the ref's fault.
Of course, always. I forgot. It's the umpire's fault. Yes, this is the Zebras. It's that sort of thought where you got to win close. You got to win close. You can't keep. And they've done it. So I really can't see them. I could see the teams around them, say the Cubs, making a big trade.
Who's their manager?
I don't know anymore. It's not Craig. You made me say his name. It's Craig Counsell, my favorite brewer of all time. Every time, all the time. Why you gotta be? It's such
a
nice...
I mean, I could say I didn't say like who's the head coach of the Bucs still.
Push pause. We gotta talk about that.
No,
I almost swore at you. We've done so nice. Nice to be here.
You still
and talk
got 10
about
minutes.
Fun things. We almost had to start over.
Nine minutes.
To me. I avoided talking about awful Doc Rivers for the entire show, and now you made me say his name. Way to go.
So, Brewers, are you optimistic? Are you hopeful?
I'm all of those things. Like, there isn't...
Are you realistic?
Yeah, unfortunately. I'm too realistic. You're a Vikings fan. You can realistically tell me they're not winning the Super Bowl.
If they go past the first round of the playoffs, right, then I'll be like, okay, here we go.
And that's where my season is for the Brewers.
Yeah.
Unless they win a playoff series, the season is like every other season that I've experienced as a Brewers fan over the last few years. I'm spoiled as a Brewers fan. Because they are consistently good. Because as a franchise,
mostly
it's well. Because their franchise, not only do they on the field do the little things correctly, but that translates to off the field too.
Sure,
they seem to sign the best, the correct international free agents. They make the right trades. They make the right free agents. Managerial moves, right? Like they got Craig Counsell.
I think
you've heard of him. He wanted more money to go to the Cubs, and they said, "No, we're good here." They signed his former protege, or his former mentor, Pat Murphy, as he's a baseball man. Like, you'll hear the phrase, he's a baseball. He's an old-school baseball man. And the Brewers have not looked back. They've made the right choices. They traded Corbin Burns. That turned out great for them. They traded Devin Williams. That turned out great for them.
There's a lot of luck in no matter what.
There
every
is,
professional sports. There's a little bit of luck. You kind of go, you know?
Yep, but it's that Patriot way, right? Like, it's luck mixed with hard work and research.
And once you get to that point...
Consistency, man.
And once you get to that point that you want more money, go away.
And that's exactly what the Brewers did with those two trades, with Corbin Burns and Devin Williams. They said to both of them, we can't afford to pay you next year. So they found the best deal they could.
They just don't want to.
Correct. That's also correct. But it turned out to be correct. Corbin Burns is out the year with Tommy John surgery, and Devin Williams has been replaced multiple times as the closer for the Yankees. So they've made the right choices consistently, and it's led to them. That's why I don't think they can fall back. They're 90%.
Don't curse it.
90% chance, if I'm the reason, we'll come back and review this. They're 90% to make the playoffs.
July 23rd at 26.
Well, the last time I started talking about them being just an average team that I could forget about,
they
went and won all their games. So I'm sure I'm very responsible for this. I either apologize or am thankful for that.
Okay. Anything else other than the Brewers?
Ooh. I mean, kind of yes, sort of no.
NFL stuff?
There's the NFL. There's always an NFL shakeup. There's always an NFL something. There's always something coming up around the corner. I was told today on the sports radio we are 43 days away from the Hall of Fame. 30-some?
Hall of Fame games is the 31st, buddy.
Like next weekend? Next weekend already?
Yes.
Wow, so the regular season must be
September.
40 days away. Okay.
Yeah. No, Hall of Fame is next week. They get a break, and then there's three preseason games, I think.
Who's in? Oh, let's talk about that, because I don't know anything. That jumped up on me right away, because I was going to say.
I don't even know who it is either.
We can just kind of slowly dip our toes into what's going to happen in the NFL season, because we're still about a month away. I was going to ask you some questions about your Vikings.
Yeah.
I was reviewing what's going to make them good, because I don't believe that they could be worse than a 9-win team this year. I really don't think. I think the Vikings' floor and ceiling are pretty similar.
Who's?
The Vikings.
And who else?
Their floor and their floor and their ceiling are very similar.
Yeah.
I think
thought you were comparing them to like the bat.
I don't think that they have the talent to lose more than 8 games this year. Like 9-8 seems like as bad as they could be.
Well, after you go 14-whatever last year, you expect them to kind of go, okay, yeah, I got a different quarterback. But you had bigger pieces come in on the defense.
It can't be that different of a quarterback, or you would have kept Sam Darnold.
I think their confidence in JJ is, I think, higher.
I mean, they should have...
He has a higher ceiling.
They should have more confidence than about any other quarterback room in the football. Because they've made winners out of guys like Josh Dobbs. They've made winners out of Brandon Allen or something. Which guy was Kyle Allen? No, who'd they randomly throw into
Kyle Slaughter?
They had a couple guys. They had like three quarterbacks last
Kellen
year.
Kellen Mond.
Okay, there we go.
But year before.
So they should have confidence that Kevin O'Connell.
It also comes down, we've said it before, JJ's on a rookie contract, which immensely helps.
Which means you can surround him with talent on offense and defense, and they absolutely have. So their floor seemed like, as I said, talent-wise and coaching staff-wise.
Right.
I don't think you could argue, if you described like the pieces around that quarterback,
Oh, yeah.
It's better than just about any new quarterback could be. Their defensive coordinator,
Brian
Flores,
last year when they got when he got drafted, that of all the situations, Minnesota's the best for any rookie quarterback.
And the situation just got better.
Because he sat a year.
And his team got better around him without him having to do it. Yeah, no, they look like they are absolutely ready to win. But they're in a really – every team in – their division in the NFC North is better
this year. Well,
you can argue Detroit being better or worse. You can.
I think they're going to be worse.
Missing coordinators seems like a big deal, but I also know, and so do you, Dan Campbell is one of the best, if not the best, head coach in football.
It's still a system, and each coordinator wants it his way. Her way.
It sounds like they promoted from within on both the offensive and coordinator.
You know, there's. You know, everybody has their own vision.
Aaron Glenn was their defensive coordinator. He went to the Jets. Ben Johnson was their offensive coordinator. Yeah. He went to the Bears.
Right.
And that feels like, to me,
I give them a year that they're going to be to work things out. I think they'll be 500 games.
I mean, I don't think this is like a Josh McDaniels thing. I think this is a coordinator who has his stuff together and is going to be. Lane Kiffin. I really think Ben Johnson has the ability, because he's been interviewed now for 3 years for a head coaching job and has turned them down.
Yeah.
But the Bears also, I mean, they weren't the Bears. If they were, let's say, the Kansas City Bears, the not Chicago Bears, I would say that's a team that should make the playoffs because now they have everything. Right. They have a number one drafted quarterback, a top five wide receiver.
They revamped their O-line so that Caleb Williams won't get sacked 63 times this season.
They have their running back room got better. Their defense is still top notch.
Ish.
But they're still the Bears. So that helps me.
Something's going to happen.
When you talk ceiling and floor, their ceiling and floor are the Bears. Their ceiling is 10 wins because they're not going to be better than that. Their floor, I mean, they could lose 13 games
this
year.
Minnesota loses on Monday Night Football in that first game of the regular season.
That's Bears Vikes, yeah.
First game.
That's going to make you nervous. If we come back on that Wednesday, if we come back and do the show after that Monday night game and they've lost, it's going to be a whole different demeanor for what you feel. It's kind of strange like that. Because
but for the first time, last year I was confident because of everything, but I'm still confident that, I mean, we have a really good coaching staff. Players, I think we're good.
For the most part, quarterbacks, the fear of a quarterback bust is less. It seems, and maybe I'm not thinking about it deep enough. It seems less nowadays.
Jordan Love got ranked like in the top 15
of players in the league.
Of the quarterbacks.
He's a top half quarterback. Yeah, I mean, there is that list.
We don't have time now.
They have the personnel list that we're going to talk about that next week because it ranked all these different rosters from top to bottom. And you were interested in that. I bet you were because the Vikings got ranked higher than the Packers. The Packers got ranked just below the Vikings, just above the Bears. And the Lions were ranked the third best roster in football.
15 seconds.
No way.
Yes.
We didn't even.
That was your Brewers.
This has been a fantastic show, man.
Sure.
Thanks to everybody for doing this. Thanks for opening doors and things and stuff. Have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.